You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
That's a tour of yours. I mean, what's the point spending money in another tour? It's like tours enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is in a sense or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
You're tuned in to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined by Adam Pelche. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. We have a very special show for you tonight, just as we do every night.
But this one's particularly special.
Why?
Well, because it's September the 14th.
What does that mean?
Well, it's the only time we've ever done a show on September 14th.
That's not true.
Okay, that's patently a lie. But I am very excited for this. We're going to have a lot of cool stuff lined up for you on this show. We're going to have some music by Coal Moon. We're going to have Crack Cloud, new track by Japan Droids, a brand new track from The Smile from a forthcoming album they're going to drop, something from the brand new Jesus Lizard, some stuff from Pack Rat, some stuff from Submissives. We're going to be celebrating the 30th anniversary of There's Nothing Wrong with Love by Built to Spill, and we're going to be playing some tracks from the new Richard Laviolet record, which is the final record that was recorded, before Richard's passing. So we're going to play a couple of numbers from this. I've previewed it. It is amazing, and I'm really glad we're going to be able to share some of this with our audience.
Thank you, Adam. And also something that just popped up out of nowhere that's really exciting and unexpected. There's a brand new Gory single. Mm-hmm. And this is two tracks that were recorded in 1990. So I believe those were the sessions with Alex Chilton. I'm not 100% because they did do a lot of recording during that time. But anyways, two songs. One is Cry Girl and the B-side is Everything That's Mine. And I believe Cry Girl is actually a cover, but this single was put out for their European tour that they're just about to embark/are currently on. And so it is available through a European label, but there also is a U.S. pressing. So if you do a quick Google search for this, you will be able to find a way to access this 7-inch. It comes in two different colors. The Euro vinyl is blue. The American is like a greeny color.
And you can get both for the price of two. That would be great. We also want to let you know that in addition to that, in this set, we're going to be playing something from the brand new Knitting record. It just dropped this week. It's called Some Kind of Heaven. Very excited. We've been previewing some tracks from that for the past couple months. and a little bit of a surprise release, brand new Nick Lowe and Los Stray Jackets, always a good combination. They have a new album out this week, so we're going to be playing something from that as well. And we also want to say, Dave, I don't often congratulate you on air, but congratulations on updating the website and making it look so shiny and sparkly. Revrock.blogspot.com is the place to go for information about the music we play, the bands we love, and full set lists of each episode. It's really worth checking out, and Dave does some pretty amazing write-ups. I've contributed a few over the years as well, so there's some good, valuable literary content on there as well.
Merci beaucoup, mon ami. I also want to say, it's now 2 weeks behind after this episode airs.
Well,
but no pressure.
Pressure's on.
It's on me completely.
Tonight, you better get on it. But you know what? While I chastise Dave for his lack of updating, we're going to get to that new Gory song. I'm very excited to hear this. This is the A-side, I believe.
This is the A-side, the current only track that's available online. Cry Girl by the Gorys here. Previously unreleased track and a new single that you can get and pre-order now.
was like an indoor safari. Round the world, a whole of Campari. And I feel alright. Oh, yes, I feel alright. Could say it was
You are tuned into Revolution Rock. If you're listening to us live, you're probably hearing us on CJAM 99.1 FM or iHeartRadio, or perhaps online at cjam.ca. We're also, of course, syndicated across various stations throughout Canada. David, we just came back from a set there featuring one of our favorite newer groups, La Hayes Babies, and we heard Soyez Fier, which is a new song of theirs. It was released as a single just a few weeks ago. It has a great music video. They still make them, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah, they do.
It includes eating lots of carnival food and messes, and it's a nice nod to the end of summer. Really dug that one.
What question, though? How much is the most carnival food that you have eaten in one go?
That I've kept down?
No.
Oh, well, in that case, it was probably those three consecutive hot dogs I had as a child. But then I was on the whipped a wheel, and it didn't end well.
All right, then. Thank you for that.
That's good for all those kids out there listening. Don't eat three consecutive hot dogs.
Thank you for that hot dog vomit story.
I didn't say I vomited.
Oh, sorry. Okay, before that, we heard some brand new music from Nick Lowe and Lost Straitjackets. They have a new album out, and they're actually coming through Detroit very soon.
Oh, yes, very, very soon. In fact, it's going to be Friday. Saturday, October 26th.
Yeah, and that's going to be at the Magic Bag in Ferndale, Michigan. We heard the song Went to a Party from this new release, which is entitled Indoor Safari.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Nick Lowe and Lost Straitjackets, they make such a good pairing. And really, they've been collaborating together for a number of years now. I know for a while, Nick Lowe was even just recording with other bands, and Lost Straitjackets ended up just being his backing band on tour. But I love the synergy they have.
Yeah.
Really good release, like all of theirs. Another really fantastic release is the latest from Knitting. We heard something from their sophomore record, Some Kind of Heaven, with the track Heaven. Really great, propulsive, post-punk indie rock. Highly recommended. We've played a lot of their previous release. This one, I think, has more of a focus on garage and post-punk elements than their previous one did, and I'm really digging this beefed up sound. I think it's great. Also great is what we heard to start off with, a newer, older song recorded all the way back in 1990, but now just released as a single. That's from the Gorries.
That's right. We heard Cry Girl, a new release from a forthcoming 7-inch, which comes out at the end of September, I believe, the 27th, it looks like, for their European tour. And honestly, I hope that they do a U.S. Some U.S. shows when they come back. It's been a while.
Some US shows. Maybe some Canadian shows. That would be lovely.
Yeah.
Come on, boys. Come on over. What are you scared of?
All right. So coming up next.
Oh, wait. This next set. This is important. A new album and the last album we're going to hear from Richard Laviolette.
Yep. And this album has been getting a lot of critical and rave reviews, and rightfully so. It got mentioned in the Globe and Mail. And it's just a great album, and it's a very unique album, of course, because of what he was going through prior to his passing. And it's dark, but it's also positive, and it's just very raw and real.
I feel when people hear a term like life-affirming, there's a certain type of connotation to that, and it can get a little bit posturing. But when I say this is life-affirming, you can tell this is someone who went through this horrible situation, through this illness, and still was talking about these aspects of life that were worth appreciating. And we don't need to get into too much detail about the passing of Richard Laviolette. There's certainly enough in the press, but I think there is something about this where you hear this incredible sensitivity to the world because of what he was going through, and it comes across. You said it's raw, and it really is. Probably the rawest thing he's ever recorded.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear this, especially this vocal strain he does on one of these songs. It's just incredible. So we're going to hear two songs from this brand new release called All Wild Things Are Shy. But before we get to that, we're going to play another pair of tracks.
We're actually going to hear a pair of tracks from Built to Spill, 30th anniversary of their album There's Nothing Wrong with Love. And they've been doing a tour where they've been playing the full album. And a couple weeks ago, we played a different track, but they came through Detroit and they played the full album.
Yeah, and this one's really interesting. This is their sophomore release, so even though it is that, a lot of the members of the band consider this basically their first work, their first fully fleshed out Built to Spill record. And it was built as a sort of quasi-concept record, the main concept being it's about growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike the traditional notion of what a concept record is. It's not following a narrative or a story necessarily. It's following instead the sort of modes and feelings of what it means to be growing up, to end up having these different touchstones for being a person of adolescence going into adulthood. And in terms of that, it's one of the most insightful records about that very tumultuous period in a person's life. I think this might encapsulate what it is to be maybe a young adolescent, probably better than any record aside from maybe Violent Femmes' debut. There's a lot of wonderful stuff in there, but we also hear, I think, the blossoming of some great songwriting and some singing as well, because we end up hearing Doug Marsh with his lead vocals really finding his own confidence, mm-hmm. the confidence to say a lot of unique things and to vocalize in unique ways. And his guitar, he kind of became an indie rock guitar hero, and you really start hearing the source of that here. It's not quite as long flowing with his solos and his work as some of his subsequent releases would be, but you definitely hear these great layers of melody in his playing. And to celebrate 30 years of this incredible album, we're going to play two tracks from this. And we're going to start off with Dystopian Dream Girl, one of my favorite songs from this record. And we're going to play another one called Reasons before we get to some music from Richard LaViolette.